ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जाय उदीरहे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो हरे कृष्णा, दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर नंबर 21 द गोपीज ग्लोरीफाई कृष्णास फ्लूट वर्स नंबर 8। श्रुत प्रमाला बरह सपोत्कपल्ब ओके श्रुत प्रवाला बरह चतकपोत पल्बज मालानुप्रक्त परिधान विचित्र वेणो शो मालानुप्रक्त परिधान विचित्र वेशो मध्ये व्रजे तोरलं पशुपाल गोष्ट्यां मध्ये व्रजे तोरलं पशुपाल गोष्ट्यां रंगे यथा नटवर क्वच गायमानो रंगे यथा नटवरो क्वच गायमानो सुत प्रमाल भरस्तव कोलपलब्जा मालानुप्रक्त परिधान विचित्र वेशो मध्ये व्रजेरलं पशुपाल गोष्ठं रंगे यथा नटवरौ क्वच गायमानौ च्युत प्रमाल बरहस्तबक कोलपब्ज मालानुप्रक्त परिधान विचित्र वेशो मध्ये व्रजे तोरलं पशुपाल गोष्ट्यां रंगे यथा नटवरौ क्वच गायमानौ प्रवाला बरहस्तपकोप्तपालाब्ज मालानुप्रकट परिधान विचित्र वेशो मध्ये वृषे तुरलं पशुपाल गोष्ठ्यां रंगे यथा नटवरो कुचगा माताजीस सुता प्रवाला बरह शब्द कोत पलाब्जा मालानु प्रक्ता परिधान विचित्र वेशो मध्ये व्रजे तुरलं पशुपाल गोष्ठ्यां रंगे यथा नट वरौ क्वच गायन च्युत प्रवाला बर्हस्तपोत कलब्जा मालानु प्रकट परिधान विचित्र वेशो मध्ये व्रजे तुरलं पशुपाल गोष्ठ्यां रंगे यथा चुता ऑफ मैंगो सॉरी मैंगो ट्री प्रवाल विथ एंग स्प्राउट्स बरह पीकॉक फेदर्स स्तब्धक बंचिस ऑफ फ्लावर्स उत्पल लोटसेस अब्ज एंड लिलीज माला विथ गार्लैंड्स अनुप्रक्त टच्ड परिधान दियर गारमेंट्स विचित्र विथ ग्रेट वैरायटी वेशो बीइंग ड्रेस्ड मध्ये इन द मिड्स विरेजितुः द टू ऑफ देम शोन फोर्थ अलम मैग्निफिसेंटली पशुपाल ऑफ द कवर्ड बॉयज गोष्ठ्यां विद इन द असेंबली रंगे upon a stage yatha just as natavarau the two most excellent dancers vacha sometimes gayamano themselves singing translation dressed by charming variety of garments upon which their garlands rest and decorating themselves with peacock feathers, lotuses, lilies, newly grown mango sprouts and clusters of flower buds. Krishna and Balaram shine forth magnificently among the assembly of cowherd boys. They look just like the best of dancers appearing on a dramatic stage and sometimes they sing. Purport, the gopis continue singing their ecstatic song as they remember the pastime of Lord Krishna. The gopis wanted to go to the forest where Krishna was performing his pastimes and while remaining concealed peer through the leaves of the creepers and see the wonder of Krishna and Balaram dancing and singing with their boyfriends. This was their desire, but because they could not go, they sang this song in ecstatic love. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मितमेन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So is another nice verse, but we can't justify today because we'll be speaking on Gundicha Marjanam. So first about 5-10 minutes I'll speak about this verse. So here what we see, the gopis, they are simultaneously at two places. They are at home and they are in the forest. They are meditating. Like there is one animal in the ocean, a turtle. So this turtle, what it does, it puts the eggs on the sand, sea beach. And it is meditating in the ocean. So similarly, what we see here, gopis, they are meditating on Krishna's pastimes in the forest. And what we see the most striking in this pastime is that what they explain is everything natural, 100%. And what we see in today's world, most of the things, they are not natural, they are artificial. And we see, like when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he visited Vrindavan in the year 1515, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to Vrindavan for 2 months. So while he was journeying Vrindavan all the way from Jharkhand, so suddenly he remembered one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, wherein he explains, Yatra naisarga druvata sahasrana margadhya mitra vjalantam daruta tarkashkadhim. So he explains, Vrindavan is the transcendental abode of the Lord, where there is no hunger, anger or thirst. Though naturally inimical, both human beings and fierce animal live there together in transcendental relationship. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains. So when it comes to the material world, in today's, at least in today's material world, maybe 100 years back, things were different. But today when we see in this material world, everything is artificial. There are so many shops, bazaars, shopping malls. So most of the things, either flowers, perfumes, jewelry, so you get everything artificial, imitation. There is no life in that. They are dead. So what we see today's world is, there is no substance. It is just shadow. What we see in today's world, whatever you think, take, there is no substance. Substance means some power. It is just a shadow. So we'll give some examples. Like today, mankind, we wear cloths. So most of the cloths what people wear, they are synthetic, made from polyester, polymer or rayon. Okay, so they can cause so many skin disease. Now the skin disease is on the rise because people, they are wearing these jeans and many other things which are not natural. Then food, when it comes to food, there are so many things now prepared. There are synthetic paneer, milk, sugar, rice, millets, oils, no end to the list. Then we come to soft drinks. So you see, whatever soft drinks people drink, thinking to be like a nectar, cool, whatever it is all completely poison. Then when it comes to medical aids, we have heart, lungs, kneecaps, so many artificial things made. Then also when it comes to medicine, at least in India, I have a good number of doctor friends. 50% of the medicines sold in India, they are completely duplicate. 50% of the medicine, we can't imagine. 50% of the medicines sold, even the injections, what they are sold, unbelievable. Then we come to beauty items. So whatever beauty items are being sold in the market, they are all synthetic. They are not real. We may think, yes, this is real, but this is all, they are made from synthetic items. Then it comes to jewelry. Nowadays, gold, you can't think of. So there are imitation jewelries, imitation diamonds. So most, when you go to Govardhan Parikrama, you will hear 5 rupees one pair, bracelets. So it is all plastic. And when it comes to entertainment industry, that is also all, it is artificial, cartoon, false. And we see, like today, people, they want to look beautiful. And at least there is a saying, a beauty is in the eye of beholder. For every woman who has a child, her child is beautiful. However, he may be ugly or blind, for her, that child is beautiful. for a man or for a woman, either the husband or the wife, there is some beauty. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder or perceiver, whatever it is. So material world today, what we see, there are so many beauty parlors are coming up. There are beauticians. Similarly, there are morticians. Anyone knows what is mortician? In the Western country, especially when a person is dead, the dead person, his body is being decorated. Okay? So what they say, now this person, he looks really beautiful, peaceful, calm and quiet. There are morticians who decorate the body. So that is compared in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya as Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jata Shastram Japa Tapaha Apranasya Dehasya Mandanam Loka Ranjanam. So his nice verse, what it explains, for a person devoid of devotional service, birth in great family or nation, knowledge of the revealed scriptures, performance of austerities and penance, and chanting of the holy mantras are all like ornaments on a dead body. Such ornaments simply serve the concocted pleasure of the general populace. So in India, especially, this is seen in some community, especially Jain. So what they do, the dead body they put on a chair. They tie that dead body and decorate it nicely, and they take on the final entourage, whatever is, and there is a big band played and people are dancing and people are looking at that dead man. And that is what it is, a Mandanam Loka Ranjanam. This is done only for the pleasure of the people who are there. Almost most of them are drunk. This is done only for such kind of people, their pleasure. So here the gopis, a number of items which they are explaining, they are all natural. Today, even in Vrindavan, now the season is that of Mogra, lily. Not lily, this is a... here, some flowers sellers, what they do, they spray scent, artificial scent. Because of using too much urea and many other things, so the gradually the earth, the flavor, the fragrance of the earth is getting lost, what we see. Because of the greed, there is one, my friend doctor, he explains that greed of multinational companies, they want to increase the money in multifold. Their profit is 1,000 times. Not 1,000 times, 50,000 times. Like pharmaceutical companies, you can't imagine the profit what they make. And in the United States, they have made an office, a patent office, where every year more than 50,000 patents are made. Anyone knows patent means whatever you make, no one can duplicate. Supposing I make one kartal, if I patent this, nowadays they are coming from basmati rice to neem to turmeric, so many things they are trying to patent. So once you patent, no one can make it. That is what is the greed. They want to withhold all the rights from others. But what we see, the nature, the complete, the nature, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, evam chakra pravartitam. So now, last chapter was regarding the rainy season and autumn season in Vrindavan. Now, about the flute of Lord Krishna. So what we see now, it is raining. So is there a man who is insane, who can say this is being rained by the scientists from the aircraft? No. So this is all being arranged by Karmana Daivi Netrena. The Lord, under his supervision, everything is going on. We may perceive, may not perceive, but what we see, now this rain, when the rain comes, there is a big and a solace for all, not only mankind, all the animals, trees and all. So material world, what we see, there is no end to the imitation, and this was there even during Lord Krishna's time. There was one Pondraka. There was one demon by name Pondraka. So this Pondraka, what he boasted, that I am the real Krishna. Actually, he put two dummy hands. He had put the chakra and Sudarshan, whatever it is. and he challenged Krishna. He sent a letter that I am the real Krishna. I have invented to kill all the demons. Better you don't show off yourself to be Krishna. So when this letter was read in the assembly in Dwarka, so all the Dwarka vasis, they had a big laugh. So during bygone days, there were demons like these demons. They were trying to boss over the material nature. Now also what we see, the same thing is happening. Also in Ramayana, Valmiki, he has given a nice humor comparing the beauty of Lord Ram with Surpanaka. It is mentioned that when Surpanaka approached Brahma, what he told Brahma, that you give me such a boon, I can change my beauty as I like. Can you imagine? Putana came. The Brajavasis, they couldn't make out whether she was a Lakshmi or she was a demon. So similarly here, Surpanaka, so Valmiki, he has given a nice comparison of bodily limbs of Lord Ram and Surpanaka. So that can be analyzed with this verse. So the hairs of Lord Ram, they are black, soft, curly and silky. Whereas the hairs of Surpanaka, they are red, coppery, lightning. Can't imagine. Then the nose of Lord Ram, it is like that of a parrot's beak. Very beautiful. And her nose was like a dark cave. Then he compares the eyes of Lord Ram to lotus petal. Then her eyes to bulging sockets. Then the waist of Lord Ram he compares to a nice creeper, valli. Whereas he compares the waist of this Surpanaka to a big barrel. All of you know, barrel. Okay. Then the voice of Lord Ram he compares to the melody of flute. Okay. Then the voice of Surpanaka, it was like a screeching on a barrel. It makes a big sound. Then body color of Lord Ram is mild greenish. Lord Ram color is mild green, parrot green. So he compares the body color of Surpanaka to dark black suit. All of you know what is suit? Not what you wear, this is another suit. So this way, what we see, there is a gulf of difference between material world and spiritual world and the beauty. There is no comprehension, no comparison can be made. So this way we should understand that the spiritual beauty is way beyond material world. So in Brahma Samhita, Brahma explains Venum Konantam Aravindam Dalaya Taksham. In this verse, Brahmaji explains about I worship Govinda, the primal Lord, who plays on his transcendental flute. His eyes are like lotus flowers. He is decorated with peacock plumes. His bodily color resembles like a fresh black cloud, and his bodily features are more beautiful than millions of cupids. So these are the special features Brahma explains in Brahma Samhita. So here what we see, one time Prabhupada, the devotees, they were asking about the beauty of the gopis and mundane women of this material world. So Prabhupada, he gave an analogy. So what he explained, that the gopis, there is no end to their beauty. They are million times beautiful. And then later on, these Mahalakshmis of Vaikuntha, then all the demigoddesses, then comes the earthly woman. What he said, the earthly woman beauty, that can be compared to cockroach. All of you know what is cockroach? We can't imagine. So again, there was one disciple of Prabhupada, her name was Jagattarani. She was wife of Bhurijan Prabhu. So she was a Hollywood actress one time. And there is one magazine, Vogue. This magazine, it carried two photos. Her of that wearing Hollywood dress and wearing sari of Hare Krishna and washing the pots. So we see material world, everything is, there is a comparison done. And especially what the materialists, they want to show the glamour. They want to show the portrait of the skin. of the body. So when this magazine was shown to Prabhupada, so Prabhupada said, she looks more beautiful in the sari compared to that of what is that Hollywood dress. So in 1960s, so all of you know Hollywood, I need not to go more in glorification. So there was one actress, what they say, there is no woman born so far so beautiful. Her name was Marilyn Monroe. This was in late 60s. And one magazine, there is a Playboy magazine, the owner of this magazine, he said, just by portraying her one picture, I'll get millions. And this woman, she will get lifelong job, you know, to display her glamour or her material skin. So this is what we see in material world. They are seeing everything external. There is no life in that. So also there was a one Indian person. He was a singer from Bengal. I will not name him. He was working for Bollywood. So one time he got married one beautiful actress. And while he was doing his honeymoon on the first night, what happened? The early morning next day when his wife, she went to the bathroom, somehow she forgot to flush the commode. So when this fellow, he went, so that what fragrance was coming, that feeling that fragrance, somehow he felt omitting. And immediately he divorced that woman, whatever it is. So we can understand the material beauty and spiritual beauty. There is a quite big comparison. It cannot be compared. So now we should understand that we have a spiritual beauty. Everyone, in Bhagavatam it is mentioned that Muktir Hitva Anyata Rupam Swarupena Vyavasthiti. What we see every day in the mirror or when we go to beauty parlor, what the face, what we see in the mirror, that is not our true beauty. So we have a Siddha Swarup. So Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita introduction that we have five types of relations with the Lord: Shantaras, Dasaras, Sakiras, Vasilaras, and Madhuraras. Just by staying in devotional service, what we can do, we can get our original Swarupa. Whatever our original Swarup is there, Siddha Swarup is there, that can be obtained just by living in devotional service. So now we'll come to the second part of this class. So today is the auspicious day of Gundicha Marjan. So today is the day when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took all the devotees who used to come for 4 months. You can imagine the devotees, they coming all the way from Bengal to Jagannath Puri for Chaturmas. It took them 1 month to walk. 4 months they stayed. Another 1 month walking back. Can you imagine today's world taking 6 months off from your job? You will be fired. So, okay. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all his devotees, they arrived. So he used to welcome them and he used to make all the arrangement for their stay, prasadam. And he used to make 7 teams for Kirtan before the Rath Yatra. But one day before, so he used to take all the devotees to Gundicha temple. So this Gundicha temple, it portrays Vrindavan Dham. So the story is too elaborate, but I'll make it concise. So what we see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to assemble all the devotees and he used to go to the temple authorities there. And he used to request them that, yes, we want to clean the Gundicha temple. Please give us the brooms and water pots. And this way, all the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they used to assemble in the Gundicha temple in the morning. And from morning until late afternoon, so they used to clean the complete temple. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to make a competition. And can anyone guess how many times Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cleaned the temple? How many times can anyone guess? Okay, great. 3 times. Okay. So here what we see, in the initial stage, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave all the devotees the broom. And he told that we should collect the dust, the fine dust, then straws, then taking out everything is whatever is hanging on the top, ceiling, cobwebs and all. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to compare this thing, stockpile of all the devotees. So this way he used to tell them, see all of you together and mine, just see the difference. So it is mentioned by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, all the dust collected by the devotees was not very smaller than to what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was single-handedly working like a person, like 100%. He was using the energy of 100 people. So here what we see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a teacher, in Bhagavad Gita Krishna explains, yadyad ashrita shrestas, whatever the great people they do, the common men they follow. Also Krishna explains, yadi aham na vartayam. Krishna explains, if I fail to engage carefully in prescribed duties. So there is a saying that in material world, whatever example we set, the others they follow. So there is a saying, cleanliness is next to godliness. So there is no cleanliness, there cannot be any godliness, or consciousness also will be affected. So Prabhupada has given us four aspects of Krishna consciousness. So please, Prabhupada has given us four aspects of Krishna consciousness. That is, books are the basis, preaching is the essence, utility is the principle. What is the four things? Somebody can tell? Purity is the force. Okay? So purity is the force means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he is setting the example by cleaning the temple of the Lord, Gundicha temple, where the Lord stays for 7 days. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted his devotees, they should thoroughly clean this temple. What he explained, that when you nicely clean this temple, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shikshastakam, he explains, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So, because we are wandering in so many species of life, so there are so many anarthas, especially lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, envy. So we are being tormented by all these anarthas. The moment we get up until the late night, we go to sleep. So we are being bombarded by all these anarthas. So all these anarthas, they are like dust. They are waste. They are unwanted things. So unless we clean them, unless we take them out, there is no chance of elevating ourselves in Krishna consciousness. So we should understand, like Prabhupada also quotes in Bhagavad Gita 3.11 from Chandogya Upanishad. What he explains, Ahara Shuddhau Sattva Shuddhi, Sattva Shuddhau Dhruva Smriti, Smriti Lambe Sarva Granti Naam Vipramokshaha. What he explains, by performing yajna, one's eatables become sanctified, and by eating sanctified foodstuffs, one's very existence becomes purified. By the purification of finer tissues in the memory becomes sanctified, and when the memory is sanctified, one can think of the path of liberation. And when all these combined together lead to Krishna consciousness, the great necessity of the present day society. So we should know that here the food, it affects our behavior, also it affects our mind. So that's why in our Vaishnava culture, there is a cleanliness of two types. One is internal and one is external. So the internal cleanliness, what we do regularly, we should chant our rounds. Unless there is a purity in our chanting, there is no chance of elevating ourselves. Simultaneously, this body is compared to the temple of the Lord. When we clean this body and put on good clothes, put on the tilak, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to chastise the students who didn't put on the tilak. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse of Ambarish Maharaj, Karau Harira Mandira Marjanadishu. So King Ambarish, he himself, he did most of the activities. What we see, He used to walk to the temple, take the darshan of the Lord. Also, he used to clean the temple himself. It is mentioned that oftentimes his wife, even if she wanted to help him, he didn't take help from his wife. He used to do himself. Even in Jagannath Puri, what we see, King Pratap Rudra is the first person, even though he is a king, he becomes the sweeper for the Lord. Before the Rath Yatra, the king, he sweeps the ground before the Rath Yatra begins. And our Vaishnava Acharyas, they were also mentioned about how we can cleanse our heart. It is not so easy because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of his bhajan, he explains, Anadi karma phale padi bhavar navajale tari bare na dekinu upay. Anadi karma phale means endless karmas from previous lives. When you go to the ocean, there is no end. You can't perceive the end in an ocean. And if you fall in an ocean, that no one can save you. So the ocean is so deep. And especially in the rainy season, the ocean, there is a rolling and pitching. The waves, they come to up to 5 meters. You are being taken away. You are swept by the ocean. So here, Narottam Das Thakur, in one bhajan, he explains, Vishaya chhadiya kabe shudha habe mana kabe hama herabo Shri Vrindavan. Vishaya chhadiya kabe shudha habe mana. So Vishaya chhadiya kabe means, like we are carrying so many burdens. We are carrying a good number of burdens in the material world. The more number of burdens we have, the more material things we have. So oftentimes in today's world, people have 3-4 houses. Even some devotees, they want to have house in Haridwar, Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri, and Mayapur. This is another hallucination, whatever it is. So Narottam Das Thakur explains, Vishaya chhadiya kabe shudha habe mana. So unless we leave these material things, like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he used to tell one story. There is a one book called Upadesha Upakyan. So in that he writes one pastime, one story, that one time on the Ganges banks, there was one village and one young man who was getting married. So that time, that day evening, after taking their food, so the villagers, they came and they slept in the boat. And the boatman was to row the boat throughout the night to go to the next village. It was maybe 100 kilometers away, the other side of the Ganges. So what happened? So the people, they came, they had taken a big meal and they were sleeping nicely. And this boatman, he was rowing throughout the night. And in the next day, early morning, when the twilights came, so there was little daylight. And what they saw, to their surprise, they didn't move even 1 inch. They were in that same village. So they were taken back. And this boatman, he was telling, see, I was rowing throughout the night. So they were taken back. What happened? What happened? So they were guessing. What happened? So they found that the anchor was not taken up. The ship. If you see, there are big, big ships. Even there are ships. They are 50,000, 60,000 tons. Big ships. They are tankers, aircraft carriers. You can't imagine. So they have an anchor which is put in the ocean and it goes into the deep ocean and it catches into the mud. So even the big ships can't move when the anchor is put in the water. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati explains that there are so many anarthas there. So unless we take out these anarthas, it is not so easy. The more we chant, the more we become purified. So today, at least on a outer level, at least we should do some cleaning. Like one time Prabhupada, he was visiting Amritsar, Punjab. He was visiting this golden temple. Amritsar, there is a nice beautiful golden temple of the Sikh people. So when Prabhupada, he was given a nice welcome there. Few of Prabhupada's disciples were there, and seeing the tidy cleanliness of that temple, Even they offered the water, even they clean your shoes when you go back, when they give your shoes, they are being wiped very nicely. So seeing those and this thing, services offered by those people, Prabhupada, he pointed to his disciples, see, this should be the standard of cleanliness of the temple. So we can learn, so our acharyas, they have given a good number of examples. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, he explains in one of his bhajan, Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anakula. So again here, Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu. So when we take the association of devotees who are seriously endeavoring in devotional service, so the devotees, they can be of Kanishta, Madhyama, Uttama. So we should have the sense of taking association of devotees. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that when we take the association of like-minded devotees, and then there is a chance of elevating ourselves in devotional service. Also Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, so he has written one nice song portraying our mind. Dustaman Tumi Kishara Vaishnav. So in that he has completely exposed a hypocrite, especially one who is doing only outward devotional service, and inwardly there are so many anarthas he is carrying. So this way in material world, what we see today, what we see in material world, everywhere everything is completely polluted. Material world, more or less what we see, everything is polluted. Why it is so much polluted today? Millions of tons refuse is being created just by this plastic industry. Last 20-30 years, globally, all the countries, now in India, they are stopping this OTP, one-time plastic, whatever it is, they are stopping this OTPs because they can't get rid of this plastic. And most of the cities, what we'll see, there are big piles, big mountains, the complete garbage. If you go to Delhi, Bombay, you go to any city of India, there's no dearth. Even nowadays, if you go to all the villages, you will find so much plastic, you can't imagine. So one day that will cause our own death. Because whatever we have created, it is like Frankenstein. In 1970s, there was a movie made by this Hollywood. And in that movie, it was shown that a dead man was brought back to life. And this dead man, he started destroying everything, practically all big cities, big malls. And today, when you go to big shopping malls, what you get, everything is packed. Everything from a pen drive to anything. You want to buy anything, even the vegetables they are packing. Nowadays, in malls, they are packing vegetables. Nothing is left. So this way, what we see, material world, day by day, people, they are increasing their fire of material and enjoyment. So in the seven principles of ISKCON, what Prabhupada writes, that one of the principle in that Prabhupada explains that we should expose the materialism of this modern world. We should expose the materialism of this modern world, because modern world, what they say, enjoy, just do it. You enjoy more and more and more, but you don't see what reaction it is bringing. We are not seeing what reaction it is bringing. So now throughout the world, now what we see, people are suffering because we are paying in return for what we have done last maybe 100 years. Whatever we have done, the reaction is coming gradually, and it will affect. There is a saying, even if you are a person not involved, even if you are just watching, still you will be involved in that. So this way, what is happening in today's world, the anarthas of people, materialism, it is on the rise. And all these foolish leaders, they are calling so many big meetings. All this Antarctica, they are melting. The oceans, in ocean, 50% of the marine life is vanished. Even on the earth, so many species, they are extinct. Almost they are extinct because of the greed of man, modern man. So one time my Guru Maharaj, Radhana Swami, he was waiting at one airport and one minister, she was a lady, her name was Menaka Gandhi. That time she was an environmental minister. She approached Maharaj and she just questioned in such a way as what she told, yes, Maharaji, why there is so much pollution in this material world? She made such a big question. So Radhanath Maharaj, what he told her, so whatever you see in this material world, this is the greed of mankind. This is the greed of mankind. There is a saying, there is everything for one's need, but there is no end for one's greed. Just few years back, people used to be happy with one pair of shoes, two pairs cloth. But today what we see, one time Giriraj Maharaj, he was telling his own example. His father, he was a big millionaire. And every year his father used to bring new dresses for his sister. And her room, four walls, it was full of cloths, cupboard. And every day she used to put on new cloth. So one year, her father, he didn't bring her any new outfits, whatever it is. So that year she got so much annoyed. So today what we see, people are having, some countries, they don't wash cloth. They put off once through and just they throw it. Some countries, they don't, because the laundry costs more. The laundry money is more than buying new cloths. This is what is happening in the material world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took all the devotees here. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his personal example, he wanted to show it is mandatory. Either it is a leader, everyone has to take part. Because in certain establishment, so if there is a certain exercise, like fire exercise, so everyone has to go from the top to bottom. There is no exception. One time our ship was visiting UK and there was one fire exercise. So what happened, all the men, they went to the spot, but one officer, he didn't go. So he was called there. So, and when he was asked, why didn't you come? So what he said, I'm an officer, I'm a boss. I need not to go. They said, to hell with you. So everyone has to come. You are not an exception. So this pastime of cleaning the temple, so simultaneously we have to clean the temple of our heart also. So today, at least everyone should endeavor to clean his room from the temple, from the altar, from the temple surrounding. Even one time, Dinbandhu Prabhu, he took this mission of cleaning our temple surrounding. Even many times he took us to Radha Kund, Sham Kund. Because what we see, ultimately we have to live in this material world as long as we are living in this world. So unless our surroundings, they are clean, so our consciousness will not be clean. So that's why we should know cleanliness is next to godliness. So in this elaborate pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even he chastised the devotees who were dullard. Dullards means who are not working properly. He fired them, and those who did good, he praised them. So today, by hook or crook, so the authorities, they should look that who's being engaged, is everyone is engaged or not. So Prabhupada, he writes in the purport, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 12.135, modernized material benefits are like dust of material contamination. When this dust is agitated by the whirlwind of fruitive activity, it overcomes the heart. Thus the mirror of the heart is covered with dust. There are many desires to perform auspicious and inauspicious activities, but people who do not know how life after life, they are keeping their hearts unclean. One who cannot give up the desire for fruity activity is understood to be covered by the dust of material contamination. So, in the conclusion, we can understand, yes, when we are given the initiation, it is mentioned in the scripture, the spiritual master, he burns all the previous anarthas. And we are clean. Like when you dust the mirror or when you clean the house, so everything is fresh. So similarly, when we clean, it is not that only once a year we have to clean. So we should do it on a regular basis. It is not that we have to do only once a year. Oh, of course, this is a pastime. Maybe they must be cleaning once a year Gundicha temple. But all our temples, they are cleaned monthly or weekly. So this way, when we keep our surroundings clean, then ultimately our heart will be clean. When our heart is clean, our thought process is clean. And this way, everything will be clean. So Hare Krishna. So the time is almost over. So if somebody has some question regarding today's class about Gundicha cleaning, so we'll take a small question. So no problem. There is no question. So Grantra Simad Bhagavatam ki, Slaprabhat ki, Gundicha Marjan Mahotsav ki, Hare Krishna.